Eat the rich, level B2. Taxing the wealthy won't make America great again, by Ben Shapiro. It's frequently stated that the Republican Party has a lot of ideas, but only one common priority, lowering taxes. The GOP's record tends to back this depressing assessment. After 2 years of complete control of Congress and the White House, its main legislative win was yet another tax cut. As a fan of tax cuts, I admire that achievement. But the same GOP that promised to defund Planned Parenthood, radically increase border security, and reform the welfare state hasn't done much of that. If the GOP's point of commonality is its willingness to cut taxes, the Democratic Party presents the mirror image, a group of disparate interests that coincide only on the topic of raising taxes. Thus, newly empowered congressional Democrats have begun competing with one another to promise higher and higher tax rates. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York has proposed a top marginal tax rate of 70% for those making over $10 million, meaning dollars earned over $10 million would be taxed at that rate. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, who is running for president, has declined to rule out a top marginal tax rate of 50%. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro, another potential White House contender, has echoed their arguments. Democrats, in other words, are in love with the idea of a tax increase on the wealthy. To support their arguments, they generally make 2 points. First, that the economy worked fine in days past when the top marginal tax rates were significantly higher. Second, that we need the rich to spend their fair share on a bevy of priorities, ranging from a Green New Deal to free college education. The first point is mistaking correlation for causation. Yes, the American economy boomed in the 1950s when the top marginal tax rate reached it in excess of 90%, but nobody paid it. As Philip Magnus of the American Institute for Economic Research wrote in January, when President Dwight Eisenhower assumed office in 1953, the effective tax rate, meaning the average rate at which Americans' income was actually taxed after exemptions, deductions, and other incentives for people earning $1 million, was almost 62%. And by the final year of his administration, it had dropped some 16 percentage points to 46%. Why? Because of a sweeping overhaul of the IRS that standardized and expanded exemptions, deductions, and tax shelters. Magnus concluded that the high statutory tax rates of the 1950s are only sustainable when they are accompanied by massive legal tax shelters that are written into the tax code by design. We already have a pretty solid case example of just what happens when states attempt to confiscate massive amounts of wealth from high-income earners. High-income earners seek to avoid those confiscations. When France implemented a massive wealth tax, tens of thousands of millionaires left the country. It's simply unclear that raising taxes would result in an increase in tax revenue. What about the second argument, that the rich aren't paying their fair share? That's a simple absurdity. America has one of the most progressive tax systems in the world. The top 1% of income earners paid a 27.1% overall individual income tax rate in 2015, over 7 times the rate of those in the bottom 50%, according to the Tax Foundation, a think tank based in Washington, D.C. The share of reported income they earned was 20.7%. Their share of federal income taxes was 39%. Furthermore, simply taxing the rich won't pay for the sort of priorities the Democrats have in mind. The Nordic countries they so adore don't merely tax the hell out of the rich, they tax the hell out of everyone. The top marginal tax rate in Denmark, for example, was 60% in 2015, applying to income over 1.2 times the average income in the nation. For Americans, that would mean all income over $60,000 would be taxed at 60%, according to the Tax Foundation. It's the middle-class tax rates that pay the bills. Sure, the Democratic spending priorities are wrong to begin with, but the party's addiction to high taxation is just as wrong, and it isn't going to solve America's problems, it's just going to exacerbate them.